WAFU. NAWRO, Richmond.
Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Very good. How are you doing yourself, Dakota? Cold one out there. We had a cold start here.
Sorry about that. I'm the CFO knob. I'm doing well, and yeah, I'm ready for this chilliness. Take of these 80-degree days.
Does look like we're going to have good weather tomorrow for the set, so there is that to look forward to.
Yeah, that's a bonus. Supposed to be what, 75-ish?
Well, the Echo device actually says 87, so we'll see if that comes to fruition.
Tim, I don't know if I'm in it out right now, but I just pulled into the gas station. I'm driving my wife's car today, and it's, of course, on E, so give me a minute. I'll be right back. NADDF.
NAWRO. Signal is fine.
All right. NADDF. Timmy's still with me.
Still here, Dakota. Full tank of gas. A good way to start the day. Tom stopped by last night, and I saw his new van. It's a pretty sweet van. It's a lot larger than his old one. NAWRO.
Yeah, I know he always struggled to fit everything he needed in that last one, so I'm glad he finally got into a full-size one.
It's funny, when he was transferring everything, the first thing that went was the radios. And then all the tools and all the tools of the trade and stuff. But, yeah, he's got a lot of room left in that van, or in this new one now compared to the tiny one. That'll be a much better ride for the wintertime, I think, for him.
Just the all-wheel drive alone is going to make a night-and-day difference for him. I had a work car at my last job, and it wasn't the size of a Kinect. It wasn't meant to be a work van. It was the new Trailblazers, which are, you know, little roller skates. And it was front-wheel drive, and I hated driving that thing in the wintertime.
Well, I hear you on that. I got a Ford Explorer 2025, and it does have, well, I guess it's four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. I always get confused on that, but it does have the ability to throw it in for the wintertime. So never got a chance to check it out late last winter. So this winter, when the snow does come, looking forward to checking that out as well.
It makes a big difference. I'm in my wife's car right now. She's on a KDL. And I don't know necessarily how it works. I think it's front-wheel drive. But then you can turn on four-wheel drive, but it's not a true 4x4. It's like 80-20 kind of deal, which is better than nothing, but this thing's been great in the snow. So going from my Trailblazer work car that I had to driving something like this in the snow is a nice day.
Yeah, I think I first dealt with that with a 2008 Escape, Ford Escape, when I first got it. I didn't realize you couldn't, on that model, you couldn't put it in four-wheel drive. You had to just rely on the computer to do it, which it worked fine, but I just didn't like that because the vehicle prior to that was a Jeep Wrangler. And, of course, you can toss that in anytime you wanted. I really enjoyed that car. But, I don't like it where you can't put it in. It's always the computer doing it. That's not good.
Yep, I had a 2008 Mazda Tribute, which is basically a Ford Escape. It was made by Ford. I think that was when there was, I don't remember how the licensing and all that worked out, but I feel like at some point Ford owned Mazda or partnered with Mazda. I don't know. Ended up totaling that car, but yeah, same thing. It was just, you didn't have any control over what it was doing. It was all-time, all-wheel drive. But the thing was phenomenal in the snow.
for Sean, Anthony, whoever. Donald, if you're out there. Haven't talked to you in a while. Looking forward to, I don't want to talk about it too much here, but the set, it's the eve of the set. So hopefully things are going to work out right. Today I'm going to take a deep dive in the scoring to see if we're doing things right on the scoring, because right at the end of tomorrow's session, we have to score everything up, and we have to make sure we complete all. They added some points, the state did, so we're at 37 points we got to cover on that. So it's going to be fun.
I keep hearing about it, so I plan on bouncing around listening to you guys. Do you know what the HF frequencies are going to be, or are they TBD?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not privy to that, because I think that was added just last. That's Mike's, our deputy EC, Mike's area, and they're going to, of course, he's got to announce it on a one, I think it's called the 309 form. I got to take a look. They'll announce it. Might not be any reason why we couldn't post that on Discord, so, you know, everyone can take a look at it. And it's kind of like a know-before-you-go sheet, so we have all the frequencies. Those I do not know, because that was kind of a last-minute add-on.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be awesome. If not, I understand. But I would like to follow along as much as I can, especially on the HF side, because I don't really know. Being this close in proximity, I don't. 40 will probably be the only 40 and 80. I mean, I'm just curious what you guys are running. That's all.
Yeah, that's Mike's thing. He's NHVDZ. He's the one. He was our net controller last night at the net, and he's going to be doing HF. So he'll be the HF boss and the Winlink boss at the EOC tomorrow. Is the game plan.
Cool to see this much involvement with structured radio rather than us just screwing around on repeaters.
Yeah, I do enjoy it, and that's kind of the reason I got involved with it last spring. I did the spring set with just an HT, and I kind of requested just to keep in the footprint of the Richmond Tower here. And you know what? It worked out. But now, fast forward to now, and I've got a lot of equipment. I'll have that ICOM that you had, except this just the white screen version of it. That's going to be my mobile. I have that on a bullet antenna, because that's pretty much all I need. And then I'll have the Kinect systems in for the DMR. But then Tom and I are going to be riding together, so it'll be a two-man car. So that'll be interesting. And then at that point, I don't know where they're going to send us. Possibility maybe a hospital net we have to open up. We'll see how that works. NHWRO.
I don't fully understand what you guys are doing entirely, but I do know that there's people going all over the damn place using a ton of different radio systems and making sure everyone's on the same page and that they're working. But is this is like a simulation of some sort of catastrophic event where communications are down and you guys are setting up checkpoints?
Yeah, that's correct, and it's getting to be less of a secret now, because we've got a few simulation emails, just simulation, and whenever we say anything like that, we got to do test, stuff like that over the air, so we don't have a war of the world situation where somebody thinks it's for real. But it's going to be a winter event in central Macomb County, and it's already kind of getting out of the bag right now what it's going to be. So, and yeah, we will be dispatched. Wally will dispatch us to certain locations. And for test reasons, we may just go to, like, a gas station. Is the gas station open? If so, take a time-stamped photo of it to prove that we completed that assignment.
I gotcha. Okay. I'm going to have to check this out sometime. I'm curious what gear everyone's running.
Well, it runs the whole gamut of it, and for those that don't have DMR radios, there is the county, Sean, Paul, were kind enough to arrange to have some HTs available, so we're going to loan those out for the guys that need it. Although DMR is not required, we can do it with just the VHF-UHF. The VHF-UHF is really the mainstay for now, and I hope the state doesn't throw a curveball and tells us we got to go on simplex, because to be honest with you, I don't think we're prepared for that. It's probably not going to work, but we'll see.
That's a whole nother ball of worms, ball of wax, can of worms, there you go. Especially if guys aren't prepared with, you know, antennas that they can get up high and somewhat more powerful than an HD.
Yeah, I think that's going to be something we're really going to have to do. It's not in time for tomorrow, but start doing simplex testing, what our range are. I mean, from shack to shack, that's one thing. When you got the roof and mount antennas, maybe you can get some distance. But if you're talking mobiles, it's limited, and then, you know, HTs are just, like, ridiculously low range there.
Yeah, it's a whole other realm of radio. Greg and I tested the other day because he got that 9700, and I can hear him at my house, and he can barely hear me. He can tell it's me, but he can't tell what I'm saying. But, you know, it's a good jump. It's Elmont to Macomb Township. But I actually did some testing myself not too long ago, early summer. I bought I don't remember the brand. It's I think it's called a Slim Jim J-Pole, something like that. I forgot who the hell makes it. Super cool. It's a little roll of J-Pole, and I put an arborist bag on it with some rope. So I can throw that up in a tree, and with this Kenwood I'm talking on right now, I was able to get to Warren from Elmont.
Now, that type of performance is what we need. I was tempted to do some, like, work at Stony Creek, like you guys do for POTA, except just basically, deploying one of those field antennas that you roll the car over to mount it and then deploy it. And at the high point there, in this case, it would be what repeaters we can hit. Can I hit all the way down? Like, for example, we usually like to check in on Wayne County's ARPSC net on the Edison repeater. The last couple of weeks, I can't get that in for nothing. And I have the smaller diamond here, the X30. I think you have the X50, if I'm not mistaken. And it's just, you know, conditions I can't get. If I can't hear them, there's no way they're going to hear me. So.
NADBF. Yeah, that's the truth. If you can't hear them, I highly doubt they're going to hear you. I've seen those drive-on ones. Those are pretty cool. And then I have a 40-foot seat. I should get involved in this crap. I have so much gear sitting around. I've got a spider beam 40-foot mast that I was actually using to support an HF antenna. So I know I'd be able to get a UHF, VHF antenna at least 20, 30 feet in the air, because those don't weigh anything. I have one of those. I was looking for a flagpole hitch mount that you could modify, basically cut the bottom out, and you could fly your mast in it. I never did find one that was going to fit properly, but I know they exist out there because I've seen pictures of guys running them. I don't know if it's something they make or not, but that was something I was looking at too, just the flexibility of being able to throw an antenna up wherever you want.
All right, now the hitch mount is exactly what I've been looking into. Got a Class 3 hitch. I'm trying to look for one. I think I saw a couple models where it's offset, so you can still open the hatch, because there's just no way I could deploy that and not open the hatch. I'm going to need access to the back. But, yeah, that's the one I'm looking for field deploying a mobile base station, I guess you'd call it. I don't know.
You could just get a receiver extension. I think they make them. I want to say there's two footers. They're for kayaks. So they make extensions that go out and then up, and then you you could just use the up part for your flagpole mount, or modify it to just have basically a 3-foot pitch coming out of the back of the car.
That's an idea. I could do that. Yeah, I'll check that out as well. I'll think about it, Dakota. Just no pressure. I'll get you a copy of the task book so that you know what you're getting yourself into. But there is no timetable. It's just as long as you're making headway at it. And then as far as time commitment, you know, if time commitment changes, you can't do it all, well, then we just bow out. It's you're allowed to leave. But the meetings are nice to make. If you can make a meeting at the MISD building, I know that's quite far away from your QTH, but then maybe you could just stay in town, I guess, once or twice a year, but not required. Well, it sort of is required, but, you know, Dave will work with you if you can't do it. But you got to think about it. He's very flexible as far as requirements.
Yeah, send me that. I'm curious what criteria I have to meet, but that's my biggest struggle with anything right now at this point in my life is the time commitment, because I don't really have a lot of time to do anything other than be a dad and go to work.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. I got my my daughter's over in the Dexter area. Probably heard me talking about her. They got 2 3-year-old twins and 1 7-year-old, and their life is just like that. Go, 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 go. Very busy. So I hear you. All right, I'm going to step out for a little bit, but I will be listening in case some ARPIS questions come up or anything like that. Just kind of working on the scoring sheet for tomorrow. Appreciate the QSO. We'll talk again soon. NAWRO.
NAWRO from NADDF. Always a pleasure talking to you, and I'm sure we'll continue this conversation a little more in depth someday. And I'll catch you later. I'll be standing by here for a bit, but almost to work. NADDF.
Anybody around? Salvage Radar.
Good morning, Sean. NAWRO, Richmond.
Hey, morning, Tim. Thanks for the wind length reply. Let me know things are still working. I set it up some time ago, last year, year before. Haven't used it since. So that was to make sure that was all still working. Anyhow, I'm down here at the seeing my grandkids off to school this morning, and wanted to see if I was able to make TJ's machine from here. Mic sounding okay?
Yeah, just a little crunchy from your normal signal, but I got the dashboard open and I'm looking, so I noticed, I know you have grandkid duty today, so it's perfectly readable.
Okay. This one will work. All right, I'm going to get to it, make sure everybody's on track. We're closing in on the witching hour here to get them rolling. Thanks for the checking in. That'll be great, you.
Take care of the kiddos. N8WRO.
K-E-8-R-U-H.
K8RUH, N8WRO here.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
So far, so good. A crisp day out there, morning. Talked to Dakota earlier. He's at work already, and Sean is taking care of the grandkiddos.
Yep, I didn't get on earlier. I was on Fridays. I take my daughter to school, so I don't. A lot of times, I don't even get on the radio Friday mornings. But I got an errand to run, after I just dropped her off, so I figured I'd call out. How are you doing? Are you scurrying, getting the final touches done, and all of your preparations for the set?
Yes, indeed, we are, collectively. What I'm looking at right now is the scoring for it, to try to get done what we can done, you know, before the set. We don't want to wait till after, because Saturday after the set, we have to submit this to the state, and there's a 37 data points, 37 items, and, you know, some of which we can do right now. You know, we know the answer right now, and then others will have to score at the end of the exercise tomorrow. So, yep, everyone's kind of doing their deal, so it's going to be fun. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it sounds fun. I'm going to be out of town this weekend, but tomorrow morning I'm going to try to monitor remotely on All-Star and just see what I can hear. And I'm pretty excited. I enjoy listening to it. I know a few years ago I was going up north on the Saturday of the set and didn't know that it was going to happen. And I monitored all the way, I want to say all the way into Midland, was able to pick up county by county all of the action. And it was, man, what an exciting car ride it was.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. As you traverse through different counties, it's because the game day, as we call it, game day is always the same day. They're going to be doing the same thing. Hey, I did want to let you know that I think it's Broadcastify should have URL links to, you know, the 7.2 FBI and even some of the statewide or the DMR frequencies as well. So I don't know if you have a hotspot in your car. You might be able to, it's about a 5-minute delay, but they should work.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I know I can log into my All-Star node remotely and get to the 7.2 and the FBI and just listen in. Where I'm going to be, there is not DMR coverage, unfortunately. Otherwise, I'd love to listen to what you guys are also doing over there. But, yeah, it'll be exciting. I think probably the only thing I won't be able to listen to is any data or HF. And if I really got feisty, I could bring an HF rig, but I'm going fishing. I don't need to bring all that kind of stuff with me since it's not going to be used.
Yeah, that might be tempting, but that would probably be overkill for it. I mean, it's going to be fun. And, yeah, Dakota did ask what HF frequencies. I don't know the answer to that. That was like an add-on. So that's going to be up to our Deputy EC Mike. That's going to be his area of expertise. He's going to be doing he'll be the HF boss at EOC as well as the WinLink boss. But yeah, don't forget that on the Broadcastify, the DMR channels should have a URL if you have a hotspot, so you'd be able to get to them that way, or a Wi-Fi hotspot in your car. You might be able to listen to DMR event one or two. We don't know which one we're going to really be on that way. It's a possibility.
Yeah, I think it's super interesting. I'm excited to go up north. I'm going fishing with some buddies. We always do this weekend, but I might have to push it next year because I really enjoy watching, like, all the layers take place, you know, from the local to the wider area and just how it all cascades, which is super interesting to me. So, I'm bummed that I won't be around because I would love to take part and support in any way possible, but maybe next year. We'll see. Or I think I saw some chat on Discord that you guys do a spring one also. Maybe I can figure out how I can be part of that.
Yeah, that is correct. It's twice a year, and there's a spring and the fall. In the fall, they just apparently just moved it to the first Saturday of October, The spring, I forget, I think it's May, but we can get that for you. And it is open to all ham radio operators, so you don't have to be a member of ARPSC at all to deploy. And by deploying, I mean to whatever extent you want to. So basically, if you're in town, at the bare minimum, just check into the net and just say, I'm going to home deploy. And then if you need to leave prior to, I don't know, I'm probably going to quit about 1 o'clock, then just check out of the net. If you check in, check out, hey, we get credit for it. So, but then it's really fun to actually play. I mean, if you're available to just get dispatched to areas and take time-stamped photos is one way of doing it, just to comply that you've complied with, you know, what your Wally will be doing our dispatching on DMR for those that have it. It's not required, but, yeah, it's going to be a fun time. So maybe in the spring you can, you know, and even if you just want to monitor, that's fine, too. NAWRO.
KE8RUH. Yeah, it's just exciting. I did one time was did a group thing where we had a scenario that we ran and had different frequencies and had a you know, a EOC for all intents and purposes, like a home base, and had somebody running net control and reported back. And man, what a fun exercise. Stressful, but fun. And the more you do it, I would imagine, the less stressful it gets. So that's why it's awesome that to see that there's this kind of practicing going on.
Yeah, there's like a happy balance you have to do for, you don't want to, you know, you do want to test your response. So, you know, you can't pre-plan everything to the fine detail. But on the flip side is you do have to plan a test to make sure that things are going to work and it'll be a worthy, you know, event. Otherwise, you know, it could be a lot going on. So I think we're doing it well. A couple of things the state added, like is this a tactical call sign? So we're going to have we got our little numbers assigned for those of us that are actually part of the group, and we'll use that, but we got to kind of, you know, let everyone know it doesn't take the place of the SCC call sign. And, of course, after every transmission, you still have to roll that out. But, you know, chances are with the net, we're not going to be on for 10 minutes straight. So we don't really have to worry too much about the 10-minute one. But at the end of every transmission to net control, of course, we'll throw our call. But at the beginning, like, I might be, my number would be 5010 Charlie. So, it'll, you know, we'll see. And if we use those tactical calls, again, we get credit for that. So we're a friendly competition with other counties, so we'd like to see our points go up. But, yeah, it's not the whole reason for doing it, of course. We just want to be prepared for if we're needed.
That's interesting, that tactical call. I wonder what the purpose of that is. And obviously you still have to use it in conjunction with your FCC call, or technically you're in violation. So it's a whole other layer, and I would be curious as to when they think you would use that and why you would use that, and is there a reason that you would use that in place of your FCC call? It's a really interesting layer that they added.
So I can speak to this just a little bit. The true sense of tactical call is a position, not a person. So if there's a, let's say, a roadblock or a downed wire and you're taking over for PD just to keep people safe, it might be, you know, I don't know, Gratiot and Hall, you know, and then your membership number, Gratiot and Hall 10. And then when that guy leaves, that's not a good example. It's got to be the same tactical call. You know, we don't care who you speak to. We just want to be at that intersection. We want to know who's manning that intersection. And it could be different people. And the same thing for the EOC. Wally's going to be dispatch. Well, when Wally takes a break, then Dave is going to jump in. But we want to talk to the dispatcher, whatever they're going to label that tactical call. And then the other ones are just our unit numbers, you know, individually. So that doesn't really follow suit on that. Uh, I I don't know, maybe just another identifier. But it is helpful for, like, when you're checking into the net and it's a little scratchy on the can't hardly hear, you can just kind of, hey, this is unit 25. I'm on the list. It's right in front of you. You know who I am. And then as soon as we do that, we can fill in the call sign. So it does have its purposes. We haven't used them before, so this will be a challenge, or not a challenge, but something new.
Oh, that's really, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, give me 2 minutes. I got to hop out of the car real quick, and I'll be right back in. And I got, like 2 minutes. I'll be right back. K8RUH.
NAWRO.
K8WOJ with a question.
Well, good morning, Rick. Go ahead, sir.
How are you doing, young man? And I knew you guys would be still at work. It's pretty inspiring. Anyway, I'm curious whether you guys are going to be using APRS with your radios to beacon positions.
No, unfortunately, for this set, at least, that's something that we would, well, we'd have to aspire to. There is a county up north that does a great job with that. They did a bike event, you know, bicycling event, and oh my gosh, does that they have a map and they show units in action moving in real time with that APRS. That is very interesting, and I think that would be something that in future we're going to have to take a look at.
Yeah, there's a group over here by, I think it's by Lansing or East Lansing, somewhere around in that area. They do some of those bicycle marathon kind of things, and I think the fellows do the same thing with the APRS. Plus, they have mobile units riding around making sure nobody gets broke down in places and all that. It's quite interesting to listen to.
Yes, I agree, too, and you can actually, if it's done right with the right technology, you can watch the little mobile cars actually drive on the map, and you can see them move, so that's quite interesting. We're not quite there yet, but that's something to aspire to, I'd say. NAWRO.
Yeah, I think the map, if I remember right, is APRS.FI. It's kind of nice because, like you say, you can see, you can pick an icon and whatever, and you can see it moving around on there. Plus, you can click on it, and the info will pop up with the person's name and call sign and all that kind of stuff. It's quite interesting. Well, anyway, I'll let you guys get back to it. I just wanted to ask if you're going to do the APRS thing. Get the map out and check it out. But looking forward to listening to it there. Good luck to you guys, and hope everything goes well. K8WOJ.
Appreciate it, Rick, and thanks for checking into the net last night. Heard you out there, and I'm sure we'll talk on Statewide one of these days soon. Just not tomorrow. NAWRO. Anthony, you back?
I am back. K8RUH. Yeah, I got about 5 minutes, and then I got to hop on a meeting. But the other thing I want to tell you real quick is, you know, you guys are putting in the work. It's pretty awesome. I have where I'm going this weekend. I'm going to Lake County, which is if you're unfamiliar. It is probably about 30 miles east of Ludington, but I have, the last 2 years I've been there when the set happens, and I email their, the main guy for their group, and they have not done anything, in their group for the last 2 years at least. They keep switching out their county emergency managers, and they just can't get it together. Now, it is a very small county. I think the county itself only has 12,000 people in it. But what you guys are doing is awesome, and all of you deserve the he's really putting in work. It's just great. I'm super thankful that there's a group of people that are putting in the work like that close by, and hopefully in the future I can take part and help you guys out a little bit. KE8RUH.
Right. We greatly appreciate that. I'll accept that for the group as a whole. It is a group effort, and can't do it without, Sean's help, Paul's help from that side. And I did learn the difference between an emergency manager, that's the county, and then our group, which is the volunteer group originally from ARRL, and that's the EC, the emergency coordinator. So he's the top dog of our group, and he does work with the government side, the EM, hand in hand, and it's a partnership, and it seems to work well when it does. But I understand what you mean about those small counties. Those small counties have a heck of a time just really, there's not that many hams in them when, and then of the subset of hams that might be deployable, you may have even a smaller amount of that, so it's very challenging. But yeah, apparently this group's have been rebuilding, and I was associated with the county years ago, so I'm happy to be in retirement, happy to help out, and I think we got a lot of good group in the midst of that recruitment project. So other than postcards, we're probably going to do some modern-day recruitment, too, like on Channel 6 or something from Comcast. But yeah, I appreciate it. Sounds good. I know you probably got to go. I'll be listening here, though. N8WRO, after you.
All right, Tim. It was great talking to you this morning. I will catch up with you soon. Maybe if I can, I'll call back out after my meeting, and then I'll be in the car this afternoon. I'll call out once or twice and see if anybody's around. Maybe on here and maybe on DMR. Half my way up north, I'll have DMR, I think. So we'll see what happens. This is KE8RUH. It was great talking to you this morning. Talk to you soon.
W8FU.
What's up, Sean? Hey, I got to call into a meeting right now. I don't think I'll be able to meet up. I got something else pressing at the moment.
Okay, no problem. That's why I was checking in. I've got a 9 o'clock in Sterling Heights as well, so I was really tight for time. Anyhow, wasn't enough time for breakfast. At most, drive-by. So we'll catch up. Not a big deal. Ain't no big thing.
All right, I'll talk to you later. KE8RUH.
W8FU.
Good morning, the one with the new truck, N8WRO. I got the first one, Tom, but if that was you on the last one there, that was crunchy, unreadable. Last one came in over Warren.
I'm going to have to take it my ground. I think that's what the problem is.
Well, you did just transfer all that stuff over, so don't know what it could be, but that one was readable.
Yeah, because everything's staticky, so I think my ground, I'm going to make a better ground on it. I did it on the cage. I think I'm going to have to tie it down somewhere else.
After we're finished, I don't know if you have one, but if you don't, I have an extra digital SureCom meter for SWR. I could just loan that to you, and you could, just kind of test everything.
Well, I got the in inverter, all I got to do is just, I mean, I tapped it down to the cage, but I think if I put it in the inverter, I think I'll have a better better chance. All I got to do is just loosen it up a little bit and get it in there. Because the rest of it is tied right down to the battery, so figure that out.
All right, and I see you're on the Mount Clemens now, and you're sounding good.
Yeah, but I should be able to hit Warren from here, and I should be able to hit TJ's without a problem, but I got static, so it's like a little rickety, so I think that's what it is. Maybe I'll just move the ground.
Understood. Well, here we go. The day before the big day. You know what your where your area is today, or you got to wait to get the call?
We're going over to Ferndale, and then Ferndale we're heading to Detroit to take care of that. We're bouncing all over the place today, but it's mostly Detroit Metro.
Alrighty, sounds good. I'm going to get back to taking a look at the scoring points for tomorrow. I'll be here and also on Statewide 1 today. So drive safe. N8WRO with KC8KJO. Have a good one, Tom.
All right, have fun with that. Yeah, I'll be out and about. 73 for now. N8WRO from KC8KJO.
Did you get the kiddos off to school? N8WRO.
I did, and I made myself an urgent care appointment, and it looks like, according to GPS, on my present trajectory, I will get there 10 minutes before my appointment. So, and I need to stop at Parlor Donuts per Anthony's request or recommendation. So, it's all good. Just got to get to my urgent care appointment to find out why the hell I can't shake this thing in my chest.
Good deal. Maybe they'll give you a little something-something to knock that bug out of your system, hopefully.
Yeah, it hit me on Friday, and it's not getting better, so it seems to be just stuck right in my chest. So, anyhow, it was just a non-productive cough for the first couple of days, and then it became productive, and it's just not going away. So it's been a week. I think it's time to get in.
I do hate those longer-lasting colds that just hang on and mess with your week like that. That's not good. So, yeah, I got your WinLink message by Telnet last night. No problem with that. And, I like those new, they have tactical call signs for WinLink now. This is interesting, all new stuff for us.
So is that something I need to do or I should do, or am I all set just having a WinLink account, or if I wanted to contribute? I don't know, if there's nothing for me to do, you know, with that, then I guess I won't bother, but if it can help you earn credit or points or something like that, I'll be more interested to do it.
Getting a little crunchy on that one, but I got it all. Yeah, no, you could do the WinLink. I'll shoot you something by WinLink. Forms that would be going to, I got to get it from Dave, what he wants it to go to, but it would be the EOC tactical call sign. And, yeah, just do a couple of messages, and I think we get points for that. So I'll ship that to you. And, of course, we're just doing Telnet now, and actually, I was going to get with you and Paul. Maybe 2026, we might look at putting that gateway up back in Mount Clemens. I understand we have the equipment. But here's the deal. There's no additional points for RF. Go figure. That doesn't make any sense. But it is what it is, and Telnet works fine.
I just switched over to Warren. It should be a lot better. Holy cow, man. All of a sudden I just drove into a super low visibility. This fog I just drove into at gross spec in 696, man, it is thick. Crazy. Anyhow, just came on like a brick wall of fog. All right, yeah, I know we've got the stuff to do that. We just need to get some able-bodied people. It's not really any kind of a challenge. There's no climbing or anything like that involved. You know, there might be a small step ladder or you might have to go near an edge, but there's no real, there's no real danger or anything like that. You can get right onto the roof with a interior patch and a small ladder, so I'm scared to death of heights, and I could get up and do all the work myself. So it's just I'm petrified of heights. So just give you an example of this is easy work for most people. So we gotta get up there and get that done, and just better get it down the slate, scheduling a time to do it.
Well, we get some good people. Tom, of course, is one, and we'll let Dave vet a few people myself. I'd volunteer for that. That's not a problem. But, the priority, it's a lot less than I thought it was. we should get it going sometime next year. So, we can work together and get people to actually do the grunt work that are satisfactory to you, have the skills to do that. And of course, Dave will vouch for him as well, because that's what we should be doing our own work with that. And then we'll have to assign somebody to actually monitor that, because it's not really just set it and forget it. But, whatever you and Paul want is fine. We'll get it done. Just a lot less of a priority than I thought it was, because, the state doesn't even score it differently. You would think they would, that for RF you get double points for all wind length, but at least for this scoring key it does not. So no big deal. Next year sometime.
Well, I was hoping even sooner than that. It's so easy. I mean, honestly, the work we need to be done, if a few people committed to getting it done on any given day, like if we decided today we wanted to do it, we had a couple of people, I think there's a couple hours worth of work for a couple of guys, so it's really not that big a deal to get it done. I know that's kind of spur of the moment and all that, and I'm not suggesting we do that, but I don't think it has to wait until next year. And it's been going a very long time. It's been down, so there's some other work that has to be done, too. There's a, I think, wind link, and then there's the APRS, Digipeter, wherever the heck they call that thing. That's got to get back up there, and so we want to get all that stuff squared away.
Well, if you guys can work it in this year, that's great. I mean, we've got some new guys that are just chomping at the bit to try to figure out how to do VHF, RF, wind link, and that'd be great to have our own gateway back up. Well, it's actually Central Michigan, I guess, but that's great. Yeah, we do it. I'm sure Dave can get the, whatever day works for you guys, you can get a work crew together. We'll do it.
Yeah, just let's get it on the let's get it on the calendar. Let's just make it so. Get it before the weather turns foul. I know we got everything to do it. So I think having a date when we don't have a date, things tend to just smolder and get stuffed underneath a stack of papers and. Yeah, I'll get to it. And I think if we just say, okay, this is the weekend we're doing it, or this is the day we're doing it, then you just got to get things done. I know the getting the 7.2 all up and running with the RTCMs and all that stuff, you know, that had been a project kind of on my plate for a long time, and there was no date, and then we kind of like just made a date, and I said this is when this has to get done, and you know, and then it got done, you know, because if you can put it off, you will.
Totally agree, and I believe we do have a leadership meeting on Monday, this coming Monday, so I'll put that at the top of my agenda, and I assume Paul will be there, so with Dave there, we can get something on the calendar. Works for me. I'll go up to Memphis, get Tom, and then, you know, we can make a work session on 13. That'll work out fine.
All right, very good. Yeah, glad to see it moving. So I got things on my plate that maybe that'll motivate me to get some of the things moving on my plate. I know I want to get the control op macros and the PowerPoint or whatever the hell I'm going to do. I'm not good with that, but whatever I'm going to do to share the control operator features and repeater functions and. There's some macros that have to get written and things that have to get done for all that, so I need some motivation for that too. So I got to do the same thing on my end. I got to set myself a date and make it so. Anyhow, I think I'll let this, whatever. As soon as I feel better from this chest cold, I think I'm going to set a date.
Sounds good, Sean. Greatly appreciated. And also anything IT related, somewhat IT related. Of course, John H. is our go-to guy. Very busy preparing for tomorrow right now, poor guy. But in the months to come, he can really get a lot of stuff done from that perspective. But that's the other item. I forgot about that. So sounds good. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll have to get with John. If he's, you know, comfortable, maybe I can give him a higher level key to the kingdom, and then, you know, he can get in and start dabbling with, you know, creating macros and stuff like that. That would be a great help right there, because right now, you know, it's completely on my plate to create them and deploy them and test them before disseminating them to the control operators. So if there's somebody that could help out or volunteer or even, you know, do that lifting, that'd be great. So I know John does a lot of stuff, so I'll make it a point to get with him. So maybe we can get this moving even quicker if it's not completely dependent upon me getting around to it. You know how those go.
Well, that's the idea. That was the intention, is to take stuff off of your plate of that nature once we start getting members that have the right sets. Skill set, I guess you'd call it, and I definitely recommend it, John. He's our go-to IT guy. We got a couple others as well, but John is just invaluable for the group. So, all right, Sean, sounds good. I'll let you go for now, but I'm going to be on ARPSC guest duty today, and I'll be listening here and stay wide one. NAWRO, thanks for everything.
All right, and just to be clear, we're talking about WUO John, right? Because OD John is another guy that I would completely trust with the keys to the kingdom and know he's got skills, man. I just want to be sure we're talking about the same John, the right John.
Correct. Both of those guys would be the go-to guy. I've just been working with John H. a little more so. But KE8WUO, he'll be net control for tomorrow. And, the P25 guy. But, either agreed would be appropriate, although we probably should run it by Dave, but he's going to say yes on both, too.
It's entirely up to you guys. I'm just talking based purely from... skill sets, I'm just commenting on that, but that's entirely up to you guys who does what within the organization.
So, okay, I'll let you get back to it. I'm about a mile away from my stop here, and just about on time, so I'm going to focus on getting parked and getting inside and getting my appointment underway here. Hopefully you can give me something to help me kick this damn thing, whatever it is. Later. W8FU after yours. All right. Appreciate it again, Sean. Thank you very much. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Clear.
Hey, Tim. W8BD.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you a call here in a little bit. I want to update some stuff with you.
Copy that. N-A-W-R-O.
W-A-P.
Acute bronchitis. There's nothing cute about it. Well, at least you got a diagnosis. N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, I guess I kind of figured that's where it was settling. I didn't realize that the drainage, I needed to get that cleaned up because that was exasperating it. Anyhow, she gave me five scripts. So I'm out the door with they gave me a special little bag with a handle to carry all my scripts out.
You got a comment?
Well, let's see, those of you. Go ahead, breaking station.
No, I heard Sean, you have acute bronchitis. Yeah, that's nasty crap. Probably about 17 different antibiotics and some steroids, didn't they? KCKJO, good morning, fellas.
No antibiotics. Got the steroids and she needs me to get the sinuses cleared up because she says that's the drainage that's antagonizing it, so she gave me some stuff for that, helped the buterol and some other stuff to get the lungs opened up and stuff. I don't know. I got to read everything when I get home. Yeah, I'm going to make a quick stop here, get some soup, and I think I'm calling it off today. And I'll be back out here in a few. Thanks for picking me up here. I'll be back out in a few moments, though. W8FU. All right, make sure you get those scripts filled right or the county will complain if they're 90 days, as you well know. N-A-W-R-O.
Go home, eat some chicken noodle soup, take your meds, go to bed, sleep it off, and we'll see you in the morning. 73-K-K-K-K-O.
All right, where are you headed out to now, Tom?
8 Mile in Greenfield.
All right, a little bit of a haul for us non-worker bees, but not too bad in your normal work line of work, I guess.
Oh, yeah, got here, and then we got to go to 10 Mile in Northwestern, or actually Leisler in Northwestern, and then back down to Detroit, something like that. We'll figure out. We're just picking away at it, you know, run by run.
Sounds good. Safe travels. I'll be out here today. N-A-W-R-O.
good. I'll be on the boat in and out. KCKU.
Okay, on the road again. Hey, Tom, where'd you go? KJO.
Give me 1 minute, I'll be right back.
Alrighty, no rush, no big deal. WADFU. WADD. Mr. Sean. Walter, how are you?
I have been busy between work, traveling to the little event on the west side of the state, and I am back. Is there access to a UHF antenna or not? I think I can do everything I need with a handy talkie, but I'm just asking. Asking for a friend.
I think you didn't ask the whole question. Is there access to a UHF antenna? I guess they need to know more particulars.
I will call you on the bat phone.
And I'm back. And I'm back, and I'll let you guys get chatting. I'll be out here for a couple minutes waiting for a fire drill. KCKU.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can... Oh, here. Call's coming in now. I'll be back. I'll be in a few.
Oh, time to go in. I'll talk to you guys in a bit.
Well, Tom, how's your fire drill going? WAPD.
WAPD, NAWRO, quick question.
Yes, sir.
I'm thinking of publishing a new roster for tomorrow. Do you know now, is Aux A going to be with us tomorrow, or is she not going to be?
He is not. Aux A has got to deal with that estate.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but appreciate it. I'll make adjustments accordingly. Thank you, sir. NAWRO.
I could have used Aux A as a note taker. Bummer.
I'll take credit for that bump. WAVD. WATIJ Mobile. WATIJ Mobile.
KE8RUH.
KE8RUH. NAWRO Mobile.
Hey, Tim, what's going on? Where are you going? Anywhere fun?
Hardly. I just took a McDonald's break and did a little break from the house there, have a little lunch, and I'm within view, and I won't disclose the exact location, but I'm within view of the Richmond Tower.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm hitting the road. I'm going to pick up my buddy, which I didn't know I was going to have a passenger until about an hour and a half ago, which is totally fine. And got all my other craziness that happened this morning taken care of, and on my way to hopefully a good weekend. We'll see what happens.
So I presume if you're like me, you must have packed up the all the stuff that, you know, the night before. Unless you did it today. I don't know how that works, but I imagine you have some gear for fishing and all that.
Yeah, a lot of it actually didn't get unpacked from last weekend. I was up fishing last weekend too, so we're actually going, trying to hit the salmon run on the west side of the state. And when it's not crazy nice weather like this, usually this is prime time. So I took the family up last weekend with another friend and his family, and now it's the guys' trip, and we rented a place in Baldwin, and we are going to fish hopefully today through Monday. So there's not a lot of fish because the weather's been too nice, but it's going to be a great time anyway.
Yeah, sir, that does sound nice. Salmon. I've never tried to tackle salmon myself. Back in the day, I was more of an inland lake largemouth bass is usually what we were going after with surface lures, you know, hula poppers and jitterbugs and stuff like that. And that I enjoy that with the surface lures because they kind of attack it and it fly out of the water. It's kind of fun. But, well, I tell you, salmon would be nice.
Yeah, you know, we're fishing for the salmon with fly rods, and they're coming up the river to essentially to spawn and die. So it is, it's fun. They're not attacking like they would in the lake or like a bass would, but it is prime time for trout also because all that food's in the stream, and I think I'm hoping we're going to have a really good trout weekend since there's not a lot of salmon around. But anytime up north in the woods is a good time, so I will have fun regardless of the fishing.
Well, that sounds like a good trip. Nice, different fall weather than we're having. Although it was probably up there, it's probably chilly in the AM, but like today, this is ridiculous. What are we, in the 80s or something?
Yeah, my car says 73 right now, but the hot part of the day is not for 2 or 3 more hours. So, yeah, it's going to be, it'll be cooler in the evening and in the morning, but I think the high tomorrow up there is 84 degrees. So it'll be interesting, that's for sure.
All righty. Well, you have a good, safe trip. I'm going to open the McDonald's bag and kick back and relax a little. If you do want to test that DMR on the way up there, yeah, I see we're going to be busy tomorrow. So never mind. You're going to be listening. Yeah, okay, very good. All right, have a good one, Anthony, and AWRO after you.
All right, yeah, you have a good one as well. And have fun tomorrow if I don't talk to you. But I may grab, I have a DMR HT in the car here. Maybe as I'm going along 75, I'll flip it on and roam for the nearest repeater, see what I can hit on and see if I can access it. Because it's always good. I end up running up 75 often, so it'd be good to know where I can hit and when. So. But I might just be chatting with my friends, so we'll see what happens. I will talk to you later. You also have a great day and have fun tomorrow. KE8RUH.
Thank you.
K8BB.
I didn't go into work, but I am going to be meeting Dakota up near the roundabout at Mound and 18 and a half at some point this afternoon. I've got that supply with me. I just don't know if I can get it to anybody that'll be at the thing tomorrow. And with the way I'm feeling, I don't know that I'm going to be showing up. I don't think it'd be a good idea for me to show up, risk getting you guys all sick.
Yeah, bronchitis is not one to play with, especially with me or with Phil. Both our immune systems are for crap. Yeah, just when you meet up with Dakota, that's fine. I might be moving over that way anyways. I'm leaving Southfield as we speak.
Where are you going from Southfield?
Home.
And what is your normal route? Probably 94 up to M19 or County Line or something?
No, I go up through Pontiac and all that, but I can make my way to 18 and a half in Mound. That's not a big deal.
Okay, I just don't know when Dakota's going to get off work. That's the thing. He's in the middle of spinning up some servers and some other stuff, so, and he could work as late as, you know, 5, 6 o'clock. I don't have a schedule. It's all based on when he's actually free to get out of work. So that's the problem.
Well, unless you want to meet me somewhere by your location, I mean, I can hop on down that way. That's no big deal. But then you get to get down there.
All right, that works. Well, the restaurant. Just meet you at the restaurant. Let me know when you're there.
Sounds good.
All right, yeah. Let me know when you're a couple minutes out. I do got to go get gas right there at the corner. So I'll just go get my gas and after I meet up with you. All right, very good. And if Dakota calls, you know, happens to call while you're in transit or something like that, we can adjust. But that'll probably work. You have to pretty much go right by here. It won't take you far off your course.
Yeah, I'm just going to take 12 miles here from Lasser and then meet you right there at the restaurant. I got to get gas too. I got 99 miles till empty.
Hey, let me tend to a couple of things here and I'll be listening, so just let me know when you're Chris, if you're in Southfield, oh boy, you gotta come across that closed part of 696. Yuck. You know what? Oh man, that makes it rough for you.
Nah, I'm done for the day. I just told my coworker he's getting up towards the office. It's 3 o'clock and we're just like blowing off time. So I told him, I said, I got to go down to 12 in DeQuinder. He goes, oh, okay, that sounds good. So no big deal. It'll take me a little bit. I'm sitting here on 12 mile with road work ahead, so no big deal. I'll call you when I get closer. How does that sound?
Okay, well, let me know.
I'll be listening.
W8FU.
QACQQ.
WDAKLL KFABIC.
WDAKLL. Well, hello, Jack. How you doing today?
Oh, very good with the sunshine. I-80. Roger.
Yeah, roger that one, Jack. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, we were just out walking around of the subdivision, took a nice little walk. It was beautiful out. Now we're out just doing some errands.
Yeah, I was cutting it back grass here. I just stopped and see if you're out there or not. I shouted for you earlier. You weren't out there.
Okay, yeah, I threw my call out a couple of times this morning. It was pretty quiet out here, so... Yeah, we'll be monitoring.
Hey, good to hear you out there. I'm a little bit more busy, a little bit, you know, trying to get a lot more inside and sleep a little bit. You know how it is. You got weed whack a little bit too, so I'll be a little bit more busy. Take care. We'll talk again. KFADRC.
Okay, Jack. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later. WDAKLL cleared.
Hey, Sean, you're 13. So then you on DMR, Sean. KVKVL.
W-A-F-U-N-A-T-D-F.
Hey, what's up, man?
I just pulled out of the office. If you've got time, if not, don't worry about it. But I got to stop at Best Buy at 53, and then I can head that way. All right, how long is your Best Buy stop? It says it's going to take me about 20 minutes to get to the rendezvous. It's supposed to be 13 minutes from your location. So I'm guessing you'll be a little quicker. How much lag time do you need?
I can make whatever work. I'm probably 10 minutes out from Best Buy. I got to run in, pick something up, and then probably another 5-ish from the rendezvous. So. Whatever, no big deal. I can meet you whenever you get there. Like I said, if you're not up for it, you're not feeling great, I can meet you on Monday too. It's no big deal.
Give me a second to pop in the coordinates, and I'll tell you what it gives me. I'll be on my way there now. Figure roughly 20 minutes, and John, I'm sure you're anxious to play with it. I'd be all antsy. It's no big deal. Get you squared up today. That way you have time to play around.
All right, I appreciate it. And that got me, it made me realize, because I was looking at Signal 5, too, I don't have a resonant antenna anymore, so I got to get a tuner no matter what I do.
Let me think. I wouldn't have anything that would work for Yaesu. I've got an ICOM automatic tuner. And I'm trying to think if I've got a manual for Yaesu. I'm not going to have anything that's going to help.
That's all right. I can at least mess with the UHF, VHF stuff. And I got an NFET half wave. I just got to play outside, which isn't a big deal at all. So I got stuff I can use. And tuners are a dime a dozen, so I'm not worried about tracking down one of those, and they're not that expensive.
Okay, it took me a minute to, Waze isn't quite as perfect as Maps as far as
clicking on an address and bringing it up. Tells me I am 18 minutes out, so either about 4:29.
Do you want to just meet in that little plaza right there on the north side of the roundabout?
Yeah, second driveway, I think it is. There's a Bamboozles, which is a bar, and there's some sort of a party store, vape shop or something like that. That's the address is specifically to that. And the nice thing about that is that, you know, you'll just get on and off, and then you'll be able to get right back on. It'll be right on the freeway, and I'll get right on the half 18 cut to Mound, and it's especially when we're departing, it's really convenient for both.
That does make a clean in and out, so I appreciate that, and I appreciate you doing this when you're not feeling so great. I know when I'm sick, I'm man flu, so I never want to do anything, so appreciate it again.
Yeah, not a problem. I know people are antsy. I was going to make the set, at least in some capacity tomorrow, but, you know, we'll see how I feel. I feel a little better now. I took my first course of prednisone and all the other stuff she gave me, and inhaler and some sprays and some other various things. So I think I'm feeling a little better. It's a little early to tell. I'll just optimistically say I'm feeling better. And like I said, I got a big bowl of borscht, the Ukrainian penicillin. Like chicken soup is Jewish penicillin. We do borscht. So I had a big bowl of borscht, and I feel okay. And I know I'm not going to go to the set tomorrow, probably, so I met up with Tom just 2 minutes ago and dropped off a power supply to him that I told him I had for him after, same place this radio came from. The guy had a couple of things left, and I told Tom, and Tom said, yeah, I'll take one, and dragged my feet a little bit, and he sold everything. So I said, don't worry, I got you covered, so... I just traded him a couple of UP pasties for a power supply.
Well, hopefully these meds help kick whatever you got lingering and doesn't get any worse. And I think that's a fair trade. I'd take some pasties for some radio gear. I just pulled into Best Buy, so I'm going to run in and out, and then should be there, I don't know, probably a similar time. Paul Road's not moving too fast, so I'll be back here in a minute. 10-8-DDF.
All right, we'll be around. W8FU.
As long as you put your seatbelt on, that's all I heard was ding, ding, ding. KCKJO.
That's the longest I've ever been at Best Buy.
What was that about Best Buy? Fastest something?
The longest. Took forever.
Roger. So the traffic is a little stuffy here. I am on 18 Mile Road. It looks like it's just kind of slugging along here. It says that my arrival time is 4:33, 12 minutes. But, yeah, like I said, the road is really sluggish.
That's fine. Take your time. I'm just now waiting at the light to pull back out on a Hall Road. And it's probably going to take me a similar amount of time because of the amount of traffic, so don't sweat it.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll work out the same as traffic everywhere this time of day around here. So that's why I picked that place just north of the first driveway, because it looked like it was a party store, so if somebody was going to be late, you could always go get a pop or something, or a lottery ticket. Get a lottery ticket so you don't have to go to work.
I've got a crinkled up $20 bill in my pocket that I should go buy lotto tickets with.
Well, my philosophy is pretty much like this. You play the lotto, you got about a 1 in 10 million chance you won't be reporting for work on Monday. If you buy a six-pack, you got about a 50-50 chance he won't be reporting for work tomorrow. So, I think your odds are better with a six-pack.
Six-pack is more fun, too. Win or lose. Does your car say 87 as well, or is this one just as hot?
No, it must be cooler down south. 85 at Ryan and 18.
October 3rd.
So I do remember, I think we're still a little, this ain't really Indian summer, I don't think, because I remember as a kid, there were a number of Halloweens where we went out and we didn't have to wear nothing but our costumes. And then there were the ones that were frigid, you know, where you had to put a coat over your costume. So we've had both, but I do remember those ones where it was so warm on Halloween, we were running around in our just in our costumes all evening. So I think we can have a little of this for a few more weeks on and off, but I think you're going to be getting fewer and farther between. I think if you have one, it might be a day, maybe two tops, and then it'll be getting colder. I notice it's dipping down, tickling 40s.
Yeah, the mornings have been nice. That's right up my alley. If you can see your breath, and you got to turn the defroster on a little bit, not because it's icy, but just because it's got condensation on it. But, then, you know, you leave the office in the afternoon, and it's this, and you're like, what the hell? It's really cutting into my hunting season. I have no interest whatsoever in going out in the woods, and I'm going to be swatting flies and sweating.
And then if you got a hoof, I used to have to hoof it quite a ways to my blind. And, you could work, even when it's cold, you could work up a sweat. You have to kind of unzip things and keep things kind of open while you're checking out to the blind. And get all zipped down when you got there. But yeah, it's tough, man. That's regulating your temperature when it's really, really cold is tricky, but manageable. When it's hot, forget it. There's nothing you can do.
I wear some pretty good gear that's supposed to help regulate that stuff. And the killer is when, like you said, you're walking out there. One of my blinds is 3/4 mile away from where I park. When you're walking out there carrying gear, you know, you're getting toasty no matter how much you don't have on. I mean, even if I'm walking out in boots, pants, and a t-shirt, and I got all my other stuff in the bag, but then you got to try not to sweat too much, because in an hour, the temperature's plummeting, and then you're freezing. I just pulled in, by the way, so I'm on the smoke shop side, second driveway, or technically third. Yeah, third. So, not the Jamboozies, but the smoke shop way. And I don't... Oh, that is... Okay. Damn microphone. It's a liquor store. So I'm parked there. I'm going to go grab a drink, and I'll be back out here. Do you want anything?
No, I'm good. I am on Mound at 18, so I just got a half mile. I'll catch the cut, and then a mile over, and I'll be there. So I should be there in about 5.
All right, copy that. I'll see you in a few minutes at ADDF.
Oh, my God, these roundabout challenged individuals. God almighty.
This has got to be the worst one in Michigan.
It's so simple, you know. Make sure you're clear to the... You've got to yield to the left, and once you're on, they got to yield to you. Just, it's easy enough. Oh, I went too early, didn't I? God darn it. Okay, what am I missing here? What's your vehicle?
I forgot to tell you, I'm in my wife's car. This white Acadia right here.
Okay, GMC?
Yes, sir. I'm just digging through my bag here. She doesn't have a USB-C in here.
That'll be it. If you...
W-A-C-A-K-C-K-J-O.
Cisco.
God, I couldn't figure out why I wasn't transmitting. I was on my APRS frequency.
Sound better now.
We had a little chit-chat about that earlier. I was talking to Tim and over on, I think, DMR. I forget where. I've been all over the place today. And we're gonna sooner rather than later, we're gonna set a date. We're gonna get all that crap fixed, the APRS, Digipeter, or whatever the heck it is, and the Winlink machine, get all that stuff back up and running. Try to clear that crap off the plate. Got so many little projects on the plate, you know, and it's like, round to it.
I have one of those. I just gotta dig it out. I gotta find it when I get around to it.
Afternoon, Tom. Sean, what's in area for APRS? Because on my way in, I got my 75 today, and that thing was blowing off a packet.
I honestly couldn't tell you. I haven't been watching, but if you go to that APRS.fi, you should be able to see beacons and gateways and things like that should all show up on there. Again, I'm not the right guy to ask because it's something I dinked around with a little bit a few years back, and I'm not really that well versed.
I don't know much about it either, other than I can get it beeping and I can see myself on APRS 5. The whole texting and all that crap, I got nothing.
Yeah, I find it interesting. It's good the way Central Michigan uses it. They use it for asset management in an event. So that's a cool idea. But Tom, your ears were probably ringing because that Winlink/APRS work we got to do downtown, that's got your name all over it.
What, tomorrow?
Oh, no. Sometime after the set, we're going to sit down and we're going to set a date. You know, we're going to say, okay, we want to have this stuff operational, so on this date we're going to convene and we're going to get it all running. So that's going to be coming real soon after the set.
I'm all for it. Can't do it next Saturday. Let's see here. Tomorrow's the set, and then next Saturday, I'm working 8 hours in St. Clair Shores. Money, money, money.
Remember, that's part of the next step. The next step is, you know, get through the set, everything, and we'll get together, we'll have a tech meeting, we'll talk about the things on the plate that need to get done, and, at that point, we'll start throwing dates out and figuring out what works for who. All right, I got to call the YL and find out if she wants me to pick something up for her now or if she wants me to wait. It's a little early. I'll be back in a moment. Dakota?
All righty, sounds good. And, just making my way home. Tom, where are you at?
All right, I got to jump, too. I got to meet up with Wally. I gave him his tape and see what he wants to do with it. So, I'll be back on the bit. 73, guys. KCKGO.
I don't know what my speaker mic keeps doing, but it keeps coming out of the radio a little bit and changing the band or the VFO stuff. All right, NADBF, standing by.
Even when you give them yes-no choices, they still can't make choices.
What were the choices?
Already know where we're going. Already know what she wants. Told me that on the way out. So I said, I am on my way home now. Do you want me to stop and get it now, or would you rather eat later? So it's not yes or no. She goes, I don't care. I'm like, God. It's not an I don't care answer. Do you want it now, or would you rather wait till later? Like, pulling teeth to get an answer. You know the irony of it all? I can't think of anyone who cares more about where we go. But she's always the one that doesn't care where we go. Until I mention someplace. Then that's a no.
Then I announced in the second place, and that's a no. And then the third place, and that's a no. I thought you didn't care. Me, on the other hand, I don't care.
That's all I am. That's what I got to deal with. I get to the point where I'm like, I just want food. I don't want to discuss it. I just want to go get food. And, honestly, a lot of times it results in me just finding something at home and then getting whatever I want.
We have the same thing happen. She goes, you just do whatever you want. I'll make something here. I'm like, okay, but literally you can have anything your heart desires, anything you want, because I don't care. I will get something no matter where, and if you really pick someplace I don't like, I'll smile and say no problem, and I'll just go across the street, you know, or something like that. Like if she says, you know, I don't care for Burger King. I mean, sometimes, but rarely when she wants Burger King. She likes Burger King a lot. She goes there more than I would. And so I'll just sneak across the street and I'll go to Taco Bell or I'll go to, you know, the sushi joint next door or something like that. It's no big deal. You know, anything you want, I'll be fine.
Sounds like there's a double in there. Yeah, and you guys have so many choices where you're at, too. I mean, like you said, literally anything you want, you've got everything by you.
All right, who is the double? Are we Fast King? She'd rather wait, which is cool. So I'll just head home and then putz around a little bit. And maybe a little later, more along about 6, 7 o'clock, I'll go grab whatever she wants. But I better find out how long this place she wants. Well, she just wants a burger. So that'll be easy. Because even if I don't go to a restaurant she really likes, I could always just go to Butterburger. She loves those. And who don't?
Yeah, I signed up for one of those. I had sushi for lunch, and I don't think I got enough. I want to say I got an 18 roll and a 16 roll, and I am freaking starving.
I'll tell you what. I know a guy. He sits down to sushi. It is an event. It is an event to behold. I remember the first time we went. You know, I order a roll, you know, that's about it for me, you know, maybe a couple little sashimi or whatever that is, you know, the pieces, a roll, or you get a roll, I get a roll, and we'll split, you know, half, you know, we have two different things, but like, order like five rolls, and all this other stuff and everything, I can't believe the amount of sushi this guy could pack in, unbelievable, but, yeah, once in a while I do sushi. I ain't feeling sushi today. This thing is still kind of bothering the back of my throat. And I got my borscht. I'll probably just do that. That's what I should do. I should go get a little bit of ground pork, brown that up, and throw that in my borscht, because they don't put pork in their borscht at the place I go. It's very good. They just don't put any pork in it. Dump it on in.
Hey, Sean, my grandma always put baby back spare ribs in her borscht.
Yeah, that would work. You know, it's just a ground pork. Brown it up and throw it in there. Season it up a little bit. But I've seen beef, you know, and so I've had you put just about any kind of meat you want in it. You know what I think would go really good? My wife mentioned this today, but chicken probably wouldn't be bad, but I've never had chicken and borscht.
Yeah, try those ribs. Ribs are really good in the borscht. Now, I was reading a recipe by a Ukrainian. She was using duck, and I want to try it sometime with duck and borscht. Now that the weather's getting cooler out, this is a good time to make borscht.
Especially if it's a good, hearty Ukrainian borscht. You know, not that Polish stuff that they only serve at Christmas that's like broth.
but I'm guessing that's regional as well. I guess you start, you get in the southern, you know, the eastern parts of Poland, I'm sure it gets pretty spacky.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, I wanted to tell you something else, John. I thank you very much. I listen to you every morning on the radio, and I really appreciate listening to you and the other guys talking. And finally got me off my butt to try and get this DMR radio to work, and I got it to work finally. And, I was talking on it today, the guys, as I ran out to the airport and back. And I'm going to listen in and try and maybe even participate in that ARPSG emergency event that they're going to have tomorrow. And I thank you for setting up repeaters for that, over.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, ultimately that's what the service is for. You know, we're supposed to have fun and advance the hobby and do technical stuff and all that. But that's, you know, but that's an important part of it, a very important part of it as well. So there's a lot of different things you can do. So if we're going to throw these things up and enjoy them and all that stuff, then we should exercise them when it means something in case we ever really need them. And, you know, whether we will or not, who knows. But, you know, they're there. So, all right, well, thank you, and glad to have you join us. You know, that's the biggest thanks right there, is get people that can get involved and join up. I'm really happy with the number of guys that are all just kind of, like, getting involved and doing stuff. So it's a refreshing change from the number of years in the past year. So thank you for your concern in joining. W8FU. Dakota, are you still in there?
NADDF, I am. As far as the set, I need to read. I need to go somewhere where I can read about this, but what is the participation? I mean, do you have to be registered? Can you participate without being registered? I mean, what does that look like?
Well, I'm sure there's somebody listening here that could probably give you the 1,000-mile view on that. I don't know. So they're going to have a lot of different things going on. So there may be certain parts that you can participate in and then other parts you couldn't. So we're going to have DMR lit up. The FBI is going to be segregated from the MI-1, and those are both going to be lit up. Of course, the 7.2 is going to be lit up, and they'll all be doing different things. So I'll take a pause here to see if any of the admin from the ARPSC are in here that can answer that question for you, and I'm sure others that might have that same question. I'm not sure if that was a break, but if it is, go ahead, all yours.
So you get bonus points if you're not part of the organization and you get involved. It's kind of a help people get encouraged to join.
Ooh, Dakota, you can be like my first.
There's a ham. His name is Tim, and his call is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, and he's been helping me out and telling me all about the ARPSC and stuff on DMR, but talking to him on DMR over
there. Yeah, Tim is exactly who I thought might be chiming in, but I know he had some obligations. He's got Hammer 1 over there rotating things. So, we'll figure that out. Get in the, if nothing else, Dakota, I think you're on the ARPSC Discord. You can just drop right in there, you know, and drop the question, and I'm sure they'll be all over it. All right, I got to jump in here and grab some gas. I will be back in a bit. W8FU.
K-A-Z-R-I, out.
N-A-D-D-F,
anybody? W-A.
Was that Rick?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Pat, dumb and ugly, same as always. And You know, I was listening there, and I'm not part of the RPSC, but I have been listening to the sets for the last couple of years, both Wayne County, Oakland County, and this year be Macomb County. But in past years, they just kind of do check-ins like a normal net. There are group members kind of thing. They usually get deployment tasks and different kind of things. But it seems like the last couple of years it's been open to just about anybody you can check in. And they do simulated deployments and stuff. The first half hour or so, you'll kind of pick up on what's going on there. But as far as I know, in the past, anybody could participate.
Well, I'm around all weekend, and I've got UHF, VHF, DMR, and HF, so I'm down to participate. I just need to go read the Discord and figure out what the rules of engagement are.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I just mostly listen, but I'm kind of set up in a spot here where I can actually get Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb, probably even Washtenaw, so I might have quite a few radios listening.
The big one that I want to listen to or see if I can listen to is the HF portion. From what Tim was saying at the last minute they added, so I'm curious what the frequency is and what band and if I can hear and participate.
WA4MLD.
Go ahead.
I have some info. The HF tomorrow will be on 7232, lower sideband. 7232 statewide, and around here they're using 147.2. This one, also simplex on 146.58, and another tactical on 146.415, and a backup on 146.44. Probably snowed you with too much info. Her name is Ray.
I think you're also going
to be on Dakota. Yes, I heard the 7232, and that's what I was mainly interested in. Is this posted anywhere?
There was an email sent out today to our members. I don't have any way to forward that to you at this point, but that kind of covers it. This repeater will be in use, and the 147.2, and I think the startup time is 8:30, 9 o'clock, something like that. So you just tune into one of those and you'll find out what's going on. By the way, I need an audio quality thing. This is a new mic I'm trying here. Give me a quick audio report over. Name is Ray.
All right, well, I appreciate that information, and the mic sounds good, a little hot. I don't know if you have gain tweaked at all on that or if you're just holding it close to your mouth, but it's clear, just a little toasty.
Okay, I can fix that now that I know what I'm looking for here. Okay, that's it. Sorry to interrupt there, but thought maybe I could help out just a bit. They're having a meeting on Discord, which is not an app that I prefer to have on my computer, so I'm going to miss that, but we'll get by. I think the scenario this year is a heavy winter storm situation, so that should be interesting, including up into St. Clair County. I was up there a couple of days ago, and forget your cell phones. I ran into 4 cell towers, and they were fighting each other for which one was going to try to get my call. So I kind of gave up on that. So that's what we're up against, guys. And maybe we'll see you on tomorrow. Who knows? Call is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, Washing All 4, Muddy Little Ducks. Name is Ray, and we're down here in South Warren. And hopefully I've backed off the mic a little bit. Over.
Yep, copy that. I was just going to say, don't change anything. You sound great.
This is a Yaesu 817 5-watt radio.
another gem that's hard to find. Rick, you still out there?
Yes, sir, just listening. I was hoping that our discussion about it would bring somebody in who knew what you were talking about.
Yep, I got the information I wanted, so thank you, Rick.
Man, I just paid $1.54 a gallon.
Zowie, man.
How'd you pull that off? Because I filled up this morning for $3.29.
I signed up for this BP credit card app, an app, and so it always gives you, because I no longer belong to a warehouse club. I let my BJs expire, and because I found it was false advertising. They didn't sell any in there. Anyhow, so this BP card lets me go any BP and any Amoco, and with the discounts using their credit card, you know, I get roughly the same price as Sam's, Costco, BJ's. And I can go to a hell of a lot more places. So I said, okay, I'll do that. But when you first sign up, they got all these other incentives. And so I knew I was getting like 50 cents off or more. But I pull in today and it says, special October 3rd only, our biggest savings ever, $1 off on top of all other discounts. So I got like $1.57 off or something per gallon.
All right, I need to invest in that or look at that because I fill up at least once a week and it's $3.29, but it's a marathon. See, that's the problem is I'm nowhere near BP's.
So give me a sec here to check the app. There's several gas station chains that are part of this. They all have their version of it, but I find BP, this one's BP and Amoco for sure. Let me check the others.
I think Kroger does the same thing. I remember used to getting breaks with on the gas, but depending on how much groceries you buy there. But there's not a whole lot of Kroger stations around anywhere.
Okay,
there's
it looks like BP, Amoco, AM, something I don't have
the direction of which way I need to go.
Yeah, so it looks like I'm getting 55 off their advertised price. But today is some sort of special deal where they're giving everybody a buck off today. I'm glad I was on vapors. Yeah, that's cool. If I'd have known that in advance, though, I'd have probably called my son and said, hey, get your ass up here, kid. But cool. So, yeah, if it's got to be a BP or an Amoco. But, you know, I know Speedway's got their version, and, you know, and you got to see what works for you, you know, on your travels. But I'd be shocked if there wasn't BP somewhere on your travels, because they're all over the place down here. I mean, everywhere.
I truly cannot think of one BP in my commute from my house to the office. Unless it's on... No, I can't think of one. Not on the main beaten path, at least.
All right, well, it's possible. I know you live out there in God's country, so... Who knows? But I just pulled up at home. I'm going to get inside. I've been pushing it a little bit. Time to go get comfortable and get some liquids in me and stuff, and not push my luck. I'll be back. W8FU.
All righty. Get well. Rest up. Sure, I'll talk to you tomorrow. NADDF.
Yep. And have a good one there and enjoy your rest at home there. KAWOJ.
Meanwhile, I am in bumper to bumper traffic. I can't even get to the side road, the back roads that I jump on to get home. I'm about a mile away from it.
Well, that don't sound good at all. I've been meaning to ask you, you got all your broadheads sharpened up?
I was just talking about that this morning. My dad just called in and answered, but I'm sure that's what he wants me to go do right now, is go hunt. I haven't even pulled my crossbow out. I bought it last year, sighted it in at 20 and 30. Chronographed it on my Jeep Chrono, which I've come to find out is consistently about 100 to 200 feet per second off. So I'm hoping, there's no way it's linear, so I don't know what it is with... you know, slower moving objects, but like my 223 was about 200 feet per second off.
My 22 is about 100 feet per second off. My 17 inch bar is about 200 feet per second off. So I was looking at the Garmin Zero this morning. I had it in my cart, and then I started talking to Sean, and he made me rethink my decision to order one right now. So I think I'm dialed enough to hunt, but I don't know that I'm gonna go this weekend.
Well, now, I was looking at the Garmin myself. I got a, what's it called, a mag something or other. But it's one of these that attach to the barrel kind of thing. So, you know, it affects your groups, but when I'm using a chronograph, I don't really care much about the groups. So I'm just tired of clamping it to barrels all the time.
Yeah, one of those, the Magneto Speed or something.
Yeah, that's it. It gives you a lot of info, a lot of good info to have that, but it's just kind of a pain. It definitely affects your groupings, and it's just a pain clamping it on barrels all the time, finding the right spacer for what barrel you got and all this other kind of stuff. Where I thought the Garmin would be nice. You could just set it on the bench in front of you and have at it.
I was going to say that Garmin, I'm not buying anything else except for that Garmin, because I can chronograph my kids throwing a baseball, or I can chronograph, you know, a 6.5 coming out of the barrel, or I mean anything with simple setting it down.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. Bows, BB guns, pellet guns, whatever you want, you can chronograph those things up. It seems like it'd be. It seems like people are pretty happy with them too. I think I got that Magneto Speed just a little before the Garmin came out.
Buddy of mine, he lives too far away to use, but he's got one. He's happy with it. He chronos his bow. It's tough though. Like I don't really do. You know, I don't do load development. I don't really change much stuff up. Like I thought, when it's dialed in. So I'd rather have a buddy that's got one that I can be like, let me tell fast to stop, so shoot. Because, you know, once you go change bolts, right after all 100 grains, you're all going to be, you know, you're going to be within a couple feet per second. But all these new problems, all the scopes are, you're trying to make occasions, they call it a feature, which I can't stand. It's a marketing thing, because it's a second focal point scope, and all they're doing is the hash mark to be the speed of the bolt, and I don't think that's the most accurate way of doing it.
Nope, you're absolutely right. They have a lot of scopes for center fires, too, that are the same thing, BDC, bullet drop compensated, and I don't want nothing to do with it. I want straight MOA. I like that. I prefer MOA or MIL. Because usually the BDC only works with a particular bullet or a particular weight bullet going at a certain velocity kind of thing. It's usually not a bullet that I use anyway.
Yep, I do first focal point in with the, I tried about 30 OC, but some of my 30 mil. And everything I have is 4 or greater. 4 to 12, 4 to 16, 5.5, 4 to 200, 6 to 24. That's the kind of range I stay in. I got a 2 to 7 on a 22 pointer, but, you know, 30 yards of it. But, yeah, so I was going to get out with that crossbow because I haven't got much time with it. I'm not happy with the scope that's on it, so I'm going to have to get it dialed in. I'm going to put it on like a shot to your skill circle, so it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, I like the first focal plane scopes myself, but you know, I don't do a whole lot of distance shooting kind of thing, and you know, 0 to 200 yards with most of my center fires is you don't really kind of need any of it. So I the second focal planes end up being fine for me, because if I'm going to shoot long range, there's time to crank it up to the highest power, so that reticle matches, you know. I used to get all the high power first focal plane scopes, and now I've sort of over the years backed off, and I got mostly one to sixes on most of mine now with illuminated reticles, and I'm real happy with them now.
My whole school of thought, because I'm primarily a varmint hunter, but this applies to deer too, but the higher your base magnification is, the less you need to zoom, the clearer the image is going to be, and the more light you're going to pull in. That's how my brain works. And so far, it's been working out. But I'm not back right here, so I'm sure I will catch you tomorrow during the event. And, yeah, look forward to it. I'll be clear of yours, NABF.
Okay, you have a good one there, and I always enjoy talking, shooting, and scopes and stuff with you guys. Have a good one. We'll catch you later. KEAWOJ.
Which one do you want?
there for like one quick second. I'm still on the Mount Clemens repeater. I can move over to Richmond if you want.
No, I want you to go to the EXPR radio and talk there for a second or two. I want to listen. So go to your Motorola radio and talk on this channel.
Okay, give me a minute. KCKJO.
WAVD.
While you're waiting for him to move everything around in his truck. Good evening, sir. WARCY. Long time no talk. Welcome back from vacation. And I hope all is well. And I hope everything goes smooth as glass tomorrow. I'll be listening.
Yeah, I foresee. We were just doing some antenna work, some office prep work. We were doing all sorts of little things. We were remounting an antenna up in the sky and relocating it. And of course, the coax was a little bit too short, so Mike NHVDZ is going to make an extension. So we're on the merry way to making things better, not just for the set, but also for the long-term part of, emergency preparedness as far as amateur radio goes. So, got a lot accomplished today.
Okay, I'm on the Motorola KTKJO. W8RCY,
there you go.
We'll be standing by. And like I said,
you sound on par with.
Gentlemen, have a good evening and all the best tomorrow.
RCY. So I think I'm going to go to Lowe's. That's probably going to be the only hardware store that's really going to be open, because I don't think we have an Ace in our neighborhood that would be open.
Yeah, I think you're right. And take it easy, John. 7309. Yeah, Lowe's would be a good idea. You're looking for a Allen head, I think Mike was talking about.
Yeah, you know, I have to look at mine. I'm not sure if that's right or not, because I would think that those two would have to be together. I mean, the Allen screw would keep it from twisting, which is important, and the Allen screw would also, hold on, I'll be right back. I'm a big accident here, I have to drive around. Somebody pulled around somebody. So anyways, Don, what have you been up to? Yeah, I've been back. I got back Saturday. I've been back for a little bit. And but between work, a funeral, ARPSC stuff, and driving to the other side of the state for the annual meeting with my retired FD friends, I've just haven't had a moment to say hello. And look at this, the light at 23 and Gratiot is blinking. That can't be good.
Yeah, that's definitely not a good thing. No, I've been up to really nothing. I'm in the process of getting a lot of dental work done between now and the end of the year. Well, I'm going to try to get as much done as I can before the holiday season and Christmas kicks in. So there's going to be a lot of demolition, destruction, reconstruction, and things like that going on. So my mouth will look like the roadways out there with all the construction everywhere there. I just won't have orange barrels in my mouth, I hope.
You might. You just don't know yet. It's probably going to cost just as much to fix those roads as it is going to get your teeth fixed, because most of these dentists nowadays, they're pretty proud of themselves.
Well, the dentist I have is very subdued in his work, very modest. He, everybody who compliments him, including me. He just, you know, he's very humble. That's the word I was thinking of. He's very humble. But yeah, he does great work, and I finally have some insurance that will cover quite a bit of it. So, there's going to be a lot being done, and we just started this past week, and I'm kind of like on soft food, and I'm not going baby food, but definitely on soft food, and but I'm pain-free except for a little soreness in the jawbone or the upper mouth area, but because that's, you know, the dental work is pain-free. That's the easy part, but there was some stuff in there that got a little stuck, and he had to do a little work, so it's a little sore and a little tender, but it's nothing that has to do with the actual dentistry, so I'm looking forward to it, and I'm glad I'll be able to finally get this stuff done.
Okay, sir, I got to step out. Don't mean to be rude, but I got to go get a screw to hold an antenna together. So I'll throw my call back out when I get there. Tom, same. So I'm out, and I'm going to say I'd listen out, but that would be a lie, too. So I'm gone. I'll be back. WBD.
All right, since you're not going to listen out, I'll talk to myself and sign out, too. Tom, you have a good evening. Enjoy the set tomorrow. I did it last year I just did it, like, on a whim at the last minute a year ago, and there was a lot to absorb, and here you guys are a year later, and it's going to be, like, 10 times greater. Enjoy, you know. You're going to get a wealth of knowledge, that's for sure. WERCY, all the best.
Oh, I think I'm going to be a lot of fun, Don. So this is my first year in it, and I missed the spring set, so I'm excited for tomorrow. I'm just going to be the sidecar, I guess.
Not just me.
I agree.
I'll drink to that.
Well, let me change over to Richmond. I'm still on Warren, and I'm on North Avenue in 24.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Nope.
How am I making it? I'm
at Beaver
Bay, Kappa Theta. All right, I went back to my Alinco. I got more wattage on it.
I already got a full-size van. You got to get a full-size antenna.
Oh, I hear everybody crabbing. Say that all again. I think I stepped on somebody.
Heard Dave out there, KFAS.
Yeah, it's saying hello. We're watching the moon rise here at Anchor Bay.
I'm just doing some friendly bowling because I care.
And I love all of you equally.
What I was saying is now that you got a full-size van, you need a full-size antenna, but is there really anywhere that makes sense to mount a bigger antenna on that van?
I got a 2x4 and then have an L bracket somehow mounted to the ladder rack. That might be a possibility, but then I have to have an extended coax to go out there. And then they probably look at me with a raised eyebrow saying, what are you doing?
Well, I know I'm getting on the end of my rope here too, because I'm almost completely dying. But, yeah, I think that'll make a big difference too.
Yeah, but I have to be careful on how many appendages I have mounted to the top of the vehicle that are not work-related. I mean, I can stay away without having a conduit box up there. Only one ladder, because I don't want a full-size, I don't want an extension ladder, so. I have to be cautious. They don't let me drill holes anymore. I just have scopes and everything.
I feel nuts at the dealership.
How are you just getting home now?
I'm not. I'm headed back out.
Ah, okay.
I was taking an aerial view of downtown.
Am I any better here?
Yeah, you sound okay to me. I get a little bit of popcorn, but that's, I don't know. That's probably because I got mag mounts and I'm not having no fancy stuff like Lance does.
All right, I'm going to clear because I'm in no man's land and I think something's wrong with my antenna. I'll try later. NATDF.
Dakota, 73 for now, KCNKGO. Don, you still up there? Are you finishing off your pot of coffee? KCNKGO.
I turned the volume down to do a drive-through thing. Did you say Sean or Don?
There, but you said it was terrible. Yeah, I was on the Motorola, but it's only got 45 watts, or I mean 25 watts, and I think I'm going to add some more FBI and Central Michigan frequencies in there. So I didn't have all of Mount Clemens. My Alinco, I do. What'd you get to drive to? What's for dinner?
Mama requested Butterburger. Me, I just bought some meat over at the market to throw in. I got a really borscht from the Polish market. It's a real Ukrainian borscht, and it was almost perfect, but it had no meat in it. And you know, and that's an option. But I just felt like having some meat in it, so I went and got some meat at the market, did a little shopping, and that's going to be what I'm going to eat. But she wanted a Butterburger because she don't do no borscht.
What is she, Italian?
Hey, man, I'm at Culver's, and I'm number one.
Not as good as getting the 42. Or number two.
How's my
I got
42.
I'm only doing 5 watts right now.
I got 42. One of the last times I was here, and this time I got 1.
Wait, what happened to the borscht?
Mama's getting Culver's. She wanted a Butterburger. I just got a little bit of meat to doctor up my borscht and make it real hearty. So I'm still borscht-ing it.
Double bacon Butterburger and cheeseburgers, please.
Butterburgers are the bomb. Of course, I've never tried it. I don't even know what's in it. If it's anything like cabbage soup, then I'm all for it.
Yeah, kinda. You know, the beets color it, and they give a distinct flavor to it. But it's got chunks of potato, carrot, beet, and you know, it could be a good bone broth stock, or you could use a chicken stock or something like that. But there's a lot of variations. And some people make it thin. It's almost just like a broth. But the Ukrainian stuff I'm used to is, or not used to, but the stuff that I remember, you know, it's good hearty, lots of chunks of potatoes and shredded carrots, beets, and cabbage, you know, and some meat, or not. Today I feel like meat. But they make a pretty damn good one at the Polish market. They even say it's a Ukrainian borscht, because Polish ones typically, unless you get into the Ukrainian regions of Poland, it's usually a thinner thing they do at Christmas time, but, you know, it's almost a stew-like, you know, beef soup staple in the Ukraine.
Oh, but it's got beets in it? Okay, I'm sold. Next time I'm in that area, I'm going to get me some.
That's what I like to hear. And the meat's totally optional. I just felt like it.
You're making me crave stuffed cabbage, though, too. I said, my wife is Polish. My mother-in-law's Polish. So, or part Polish. So, glumkies and, oh, all that stuff. Yeah. No, I gotta try borscht.
looks like a lot of those Slavic dishes, you know, even pierogi, glumki, and all that stuff. You know, they make it all over the region, and there's slight variation differences, and you know, sometimes it's named a little different. You know, and then as you start to move toward the south, you know, you start to get into those little sausages, I forget what they call them, and burek, and, you know, you tend to get more into those as you start to move a little south, and then, you know, so, but the, you know, but, you know, and then you get more north, and it gets more into the sausages and the krauts and stuff like that. Of course, sausages are real popular all throughout, you know, just different variations, but, yeah, that whole Central European, but borscht is real popular in that, Eastern European Slavic nations, you know, from Poland to Russia to the Slavic nations and all over the darn place.
Oh, yeah. Pierogies? Oh, yeah, I fry them in butter. Make them nice and crispy and crunchy. It's usually potato with a dollop of sour cream or a big side of sauerkraut. Now I'm even more hungry. Still alive, Dave? You still watching the sun or the sun go down, the moon come up, and I heard Dakota out there. Sounds like he's at the end of his string.
Got nothing but water. Blocks me, so hopefully I'm getting in.
Yeah, I gotcha. Now I want borscht and a butter burger. I'm having sweet and sour chicken tonight. From, where am I getting it from? Leon's 21, so we know the others. I'll get a lot.
All right, just got my wife's Culver's and wasn't here long enough for the frozen stuff to melt, so that's a win.
Well, there you go. Got your frozen Culver's and your borscht with meat on the side, and I'm getting some
babies,
and I'm
going to
have some Mackinac City fudge.
There you go. Sounds like a wiener. Oh, man. So this is it. Now I'm going to go home, and now I'm going to... This is it. I ain't going out no more. No mo'. Not sure if I'm going to do breakfast tomorrow or not. You got to see how I feel in the morning. If I'm not coughing or hacking, I'll scrub up really good, and then I'll just wear a mask or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay if you cough up a lung. You'll be all right. Come visit. It's going to be a nice day before it starts getting chilly out. All right. You get yourself home. Get a big bowl of borscht going. Go relax. I'm going to get some fuel here on this beast, and then I'm going to go home and relax myself. 7-3-T-C-K-G-O.
Wait. Remember we were talking about that BP card last week?
Yeah. You getting your sense back now?
Oh, I finally got down to vapors, and I said, okay, I'm going to go fill up because they got this special incentive for the first three tanks. And I go pulling in, and... You just open up the app, and it says, you know, and it says, are you here? And you click yes, and it says, which pump? You click it, and it's done, you know, and it goes right on the card. So it's really simple. You just pull, lift the pump, put it in. As soon as I said, you know, which pump I was on, the price for unleaded went to $1.53.
Now, that is awesome. That's definitely a full fill. Well, with this Upside app, so it's, say it's $3.29, it says you get 20 cents cash back. Because the Upside says it's 309, so this thing takes 15 gallons times 20 cents. That's $3 back, and so far, my overall savings since I've had this app is $350. Now I'm sitting at just over $100 cash back for this round. I'm just going to keep letting it build, and then I'll put it into an Amazon cart. Oh, look, another radio. How do you like that?
That's right, secret money. Okay, I'll let you get to it. Just last thing on that, that was a special incentive today only. And I pulled up and it said, I saw that price and went, what the hell? And I looked and said, our greatest single discount ever, October 3rd only. So if you had the app and you were using the card and you were at one of the BP stations, they had a special today.
for the members, you know, that have the app for a dollar off above all the regular discounts. All right, I'll let you get gas. Catch you later. I'm closing in on my destination with Frozen's as well. W8FU.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, maybe. DTC at KGO.
Can you make it home, Tom?
WABB.